Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really digging into the Economy SEA 2025 research. We want to figure out, where the smart money might be looking in Southeast Asia's digital economy, specifically transport and food.
Yeah, and the backdrop is pretty significant. We're talking about a digital economy in ASEAN aiming to cross $300 billion in GMV, that's gross merchandise value, by 2025.
$300 billion. Okay.
But what's really important for you, the listener, is that both GMV and revenue are growing steadily, around 15% year over year. It shows real digital deepening, not just chasing growth at any cost.
Right. Sustainable scale seems to be the focus. And okay, while a lot of investment cash is going into later stages, and especially digital financial services, these core sectors we're looking at today, they're showing some serious focus on actually making money.
Exactly.
So let's start with food delivery. The research suggests it's right on the edge of, well, actual profitability.
It really is. Yeah. And what's fascinating is how the whole model is kind of flipping. Food delivery used to feel like this subsidized luxury, right? High cost. Now, platforms are pushing hard on affordability, trying to make it an everyday thing. And that's driven huge revenue growth of 33% year over year across the main six SEA countries.
Wow, 33%. That's substantial. But it feels like it has to be more than just tweaking delivery fees or logistics. What's the big strategic shift getting them closer to profit?
It's moving beyond delivery. The real high margin opportunity they're chasing is capturing value from the in-restaurant dining experience.
In-restaurant. So like booking tables, loyalty points, maybe paying the bill through the app.
Exactly that. Think reservations, loyalty, payment solutions. It's a great move because for the platforms, they get to monetize existing foot traffic. And for the merchants, it's a low-cost way to get customers, unlike those pretty hefty 20-25% delivery commissions.
Ah, I see. So it avoids that big commission bite, makes the platform a much more attractive partner for the restaurants long-term. Okay, that makes sense.
Precisely. It's about building a more sustainable relationship.
All right, so food delivery is finding profit through efficiency and these new dine-in services. Now, let's switch gears to transport. It's also growing well, double digits, but it seems to be facing disruption on like two different fronts.
That's a good way to put it. You've got the immediate catalyst, which is electric vehicles, EVs. That adoption is really picking up speed.
And what's driving that? Is it just consumer demand?
It's partly that, but also huge demand from the transport platforms themselves, plus strong government pushes.
Mm-hmm.
You see things like Vietnam planning a fossil fuel vehicle ban in central Hanoi by mid-2026.
July 2026, okay.
And Indonesia's got significant incentives, especially for the two-wheelers, which are, critical for deliveries.
Right, the two-wheeler market is huge there. So EVs are the now disruption backed by policy, but the report also talks about the bigger, maybe scarier one, autonomous vehicles, AVs.
Yes, the long-term disruptor. AV pilots are already happening, and they signal a potentially massive shift down the line. The economics the research points to are pretty stark.
How stark?
Well, the suggestion is that robotaxis could actually become cheaper to operate than human-driven cars within potentially just 3 to 5 years.
Wait, 3 to 5 years? That feels incredibly fast for this region, given the infrastructure, the different regulations everywhere. Is that realistic or more tech optimism?
The key factor is utilization. An AV doesn't need brakes, sleep, or benefits. It could, in theory, operate almost 24/7. Combine that with manufacturing costs coming down, especially with Chinese investment in the space.
Okay, so the operating economics just start to look much better for the robotaxi model pretty quickly.
That's the argument, yes. Purely from an operational cost perspective.
Wow, while that sounds like an efficiency dream for an investor, the flip side for governments must be, well, terrifying.
It is. And the report acknowledges that regulatory caution is very high. Governments know how many millions of people rely on driving for these platforms for their livelihoods. It's a massive employment base.
So there's this huge tension between the economic push for automation and the very real societal political need to protect jobs.
Exactly. It's a major counterweight to how fast full automation can actually be rolled out, regardless of the pure tech or economic potential.
That brings us back nicely to the main theme, doesn't it? Finding that balance between growth, efficiency, and sustainability. Food delivery is doing it by expanding services into dine-in, moving past just delivery costs.
Mm-hmm.
And transport is tackling the immediate EV transition while facing this huge longer-term AV question and its employment implications. Both sectors are really showing they're focused on finding ways to make money sustainably.
The clear message for you listening is that these core digital sectors in ASEAN are maturing quickly. They're getting serious about the bottom line.
Definitely. So here's a final thought for you to consider, building on that tension we just discussed. With governments clearly interested in AI and AV development, how exactly will this region navigate the path ahead? How do you balance the economic promise of robo-taxis potentially outperforming human drivers against the urgent social need to support the millions currently employed in transport? Something to chew on.